the real stuff.
Well, this is another term for that. This is genuine. And before they packaged it, when they sold it out of the barrel, they said they were selling it pound.
By the pound? By the sack?
Do you ever hear the expression selling? What if you're buying something wholesale? You'll be buying it in
large quantities, or you'll be buying it wholesale price.
Do you ever hear in bulk or bulk?
Yes, I've heard the term, but trying to apply it to your question is a little difficult.
How would you use that term?
In other words, you're asking, if you're going to ask me, if you're buying produce or anything wholesale, what is another term you can use? I can say I'm buying it in bulk, mm-hmm. But bulk still has to be, can be either retail or wholesale. So you see, you can buy bulk of stuff retail too. So the correct term would be wholesale price.
Mm-hmm. And a sweet spread you could put on toast or biscuits in the morning.
Or you can put jellies, jams.
Okay. And what you'd have on the table to season your food with would be?
Salt and pepper.
And there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you.
He would say, I want an apple, I want an apple, Mama. You're talking about the child now.
Okay.
And of course, if it's a naughty kid, give me an apple, give me an apple. How did you used to tell Mama to give you an apple? Mother, may I please have an apple?
She'd say,
get out of here, brat.
He'd say, he doesn't live here. He lives in
the point. He lives over there.
Did you ever say yonder?
Yeah. Over yonder.
And you tell someone, don't do it that way, do it.
Let's do it this way.
And if you don't have any money at all, you say you're not rich, you're...
I'm poor. I'm broke.
You say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child...
Whose father was well off or rich.
And if you have a lot of peach trees, you say you have a peach...
orchard.
And you might ask someone if that's his orchard. You'd say, no, I'm just a neighbor. And you'd point to someone else and say, he's the man...
Who owns the orchard.
And the inside part of a cherry, the part that you don't eat, is the...
Inside part of what?
A cherry.
Oh, I thought you said... I'll be frank, I thought you said cheer, and I was wondering what the hell was going to want to eat on a cheer. But you mean a cherry.
Yeah.
But it can be referred to as two things, I think. Seed? No. Seed is the only thing I can think of. I'm thinking of core, but it goes with apple.
With a peach, the inside is
seed.
What do you call the part inside the seed?
That is the, what the hell is it now? I'm supposed to know what that is. The part inside the seed is actually the thing that comes up. What is it? It's the germination part of the seed. What's the word for it? Can you tell me? You got the seed, and the part inside is the part that germinates and comes up. Now, what is it?
Do you ever hear kernel or pit? Or?
Yeah, you're right. I'm good. I've heard of it, but I couldn't think of it.
Which did you hear it called?
Pit.
And the part, the kind of peach that you have to cut the seed out of is called a...
The seed. Never heard of that.
Well, you know, there's two kinds of peaches. One comes off the seed.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You have the one that you have to cut the meat off the seed is a pressed peach, and the one you don't is a clear stone.